Welcome to this week's Task Force Helmand Roundup. In Nari Siraj North, our Danish comrades have been training the Afghan local police. 10 candidates have been through 2 weeks of training so far in improvised explosive device awareness, compound searching and weapons drills. More than 40 others are keen to join. Village councillor in Karnikar, Nirmant Khan, said the Afghan local police is a very good concept for both us and the government. In Nari Siraj South, X-ray company of the 2nd Battalion of the Parachute Regiment have been operating in the contested areas and the ungoverned space to gain a greater understanding of local atmospherics and the insurgency in preparation for operations by One Rifles over Operation Herrick 14. Just 3 months ago, this area was uninhabited and referred to as a ghost town. Now, two checkpoints are being built to enable enduring local security for the families who have returned. In Nadali North, three para report that their area is almost unrecognizable after 6 months of rapid development. They held shuras with village elders in Nakhilelad Calais, Ghazani and Shaheed, areas where the International Security Assistance Force could not even hold the ground in September last year. The peaceful conclusion of these shuras demonstrates a weakening of the insurgency in Nadali and the opening of a dialogue between the people and the government of Afghanistan. 4-2 Commando are now looking forward to making these gains irreversible over the coming 6 months. In Nadali South, 4-5 Commando have been holding shuras with village elders to build their understanding of the needs of the people. Military operations are also being conducted by 4-5 Commando to counter insurgent influence, while government-led eradication of illegally grown poppy will continue for a further 2 weeks. In Lashkar Gah, 4 Scots have taken over from 2 Scots, and the Highlanders are already busy patrolling routes and engaging with local communities to carry forward the successful work now completed by 2 Scots who are on their way home. Riflemen from the 2nd Battalion of the Royal Gurkha Rifles have overseen the graduation of a further 148 police officers from the Regional Training Centre southwest in Lashkar Gah. They bring the total number of police officers trained by British forces with their Afghan Ministry of Defence Police and Royal Military Police trainers to more than 3,000. Those graduating officers are now hard at work, manning checkpoints and conducting patrols across Helmand. Elsewhere, 2 RGR police advisory teams are conducting continuation training and partnered patrols in the Green Zone, ensuring that police officers consolidate their training through operational experience. Mentors from 3 Mercian oversaw the first medical evacuation by Afghan National Security Forces when a helicopter flew a patient with a broken leg from Camp Bastion to the Kandahar Regional Military Hospital. Major Alex Harold, the Brigade Advisory Group's medical officer, said, "This is a major step forward in the Afghan National Army's capability. The ability to provide a robust medevac chain is crucial to their success." 2-4 Commando Engineer Regiment have been partnering our Afghan comrades in the Engineer Tole, refurbishing checkpoints on Highway 1, while 2-6 Armoured Engineer Squadron of 3-2 Engineer Regiment have been building partnered checkpoints in Nari Siraj North. The Theatre Equipment Support Battalion, based on 2 Close Support Battalion of the Rimi, supported by technical experts from the Royal Air Force, Royal Navy and Royal Marines, have deployed intimate support teams to forward operating bases, while recovery mechanics have been supporting combat logistics patrols. Military stabilisation support teams have been delivering ambulance technician training at Bost Hospital in Lashkar Gah to improve the quality of care during patient transfers. The teams have also been monitoring progress with 2 medical facilities under construction in Lashkar Gah, which are due to be completed over the coming months. In other news, more than 5,000 of you like our Herrick 14 Facebook page, and our posts have been looked at by you more than 1.1 million times over the last month. The Herrick 14 Facebook page is the fastest growing MOD social media engagement site, and in size terms, it comes behind only the 3 services and Armed Forces Day. Stay in touch and get engaged. Facebook.com/Herrick14. And that's all the news from a much warmer Task Force Helmand this week. Stay tuned in, you get your forces news first on BFBS Radio.